Your message has to connect with the hearts and minds of your ideal clients. And in order to do that, you need to put your heart and your mind in your message.
You're listening to Real Marketing Real Fast, the only podcast that brings you unfiltered, undaunted, insider information on the latest tools and technologies for online marketers. Prepare to dive deep into marketing myths, breakthrough models, and cutting-edge strategies that will have an immediate impact on the growth of your business. And now, here's your host, marketing expert Doug Morneau.
Well, welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Real Marketing Real Fast. Today, I think you're in for a real treat. I've got a guest with me in studio, Cindy Scholson. Now, I met Cindy at the New Media Summit in San Diego, one of many people I met, but we were kindred spirits because we're both in marketing. She has a slightly different take on the marketing that we're going to talk about today, but she shows coaches and consultants how to stand out in a noisy online world by marketing with your heart versus marketing with hype. She brings decades of marketing experience working with companies such as Coca-Cola, Visa, combined with a decade of online marketing to create a paradigm shift in how marketing can be done with integrity and heart. One of her greatest gifts is helping her clients sort through their brain dump of ideas so they can find those golden nuggets that will make them shine in their own unique way. Cindy is well known for her down-to-earth approach, and what you see is what you'll get. Her love of adventure has led her to live and work in 5 countries, and she continues to bring that adventurous spirit to both her life and her business. So welcome to the Real Marketing Real Fast podcast.
Thank you. And I just have to give you a shout out because I remember sitting at a table with you at New Media Summit and just picking your brain about podcasts, and you were so helpful.
Well, that's why we're there. I mean, it was a really good event, and we met some really good people, and I think everyone learned some stuff and made some new contacts.
Yeah, no, it was a great event. Truly, truly great. I'm looking forward to the next one.
So there's a couple of things that really stand out in your messaging, and I'm not sure which one you want to talk about, but I mean, one of them in terms of sorting through the brain dump of ideas, what entrepreneur doesn't have 100 ideas running through their mind at once? Mm-hmm. So there's one obvious topic. And the other one is, marketing. So you with your heart versus hype. So where do you want to start?
Let's start with the marketing with heart. Let's go for it. The bigger topic, and then we can drill down.
Okay. What does that mean?
So to me, there's a few things. It really means marketing that feels good for you and the people that you're reaching. And that's sort of the litmus test, right? Like, would I want to be on the receiving end of this? Because, I mean, honestly, I think it was kind of like this light bulb moment for me. I was on, AG and was at that event too. And yep. He had me at his event and I was on his panel. And he asked me a question. He said, Cindy, do you like marketing? And I was like, it kind of struck me for a minute because I realized I really do like marketing because it's creative and it allows you to really, reach the people you're here to reach. But I also realized that most people really don't like marketing. And I think it's because of the way they see other people marketing themselves, of the way it's being done. And so it just creates this sort of yuck factor. And so I think there is a way to do marketing that I call it about honoring yourself, honoring your value, your voice, and your vision. And we can dive into each of those. So that's the first litmus test for me, that it feels good, that it's authentic. It's like who you really are. Right? And it adds real value. So those are some of my litmus tests.
Yeah, I think it's tough to be bold enough as an entrepreneur to be who you really are because, I can't speak for everybody else, but you're afraid that if you are who you really are, that you'll offend some customers or people won't like you or people won't do business with you. So you're trying to anticipate, who should I be and what should my messaging be instead of this is who I am and this is how I operate.
Yeah, that's such a great point. Because one of the most important things I do with my clients is help them create what I call a core message, which is what you stand for in your business. And the way I see it is that, like, if you can really communicate what you stand for, that, like, not just, what you do, but the thing that you're all about, the thing that makes you want to get up there and just shout your message so that you can make a real difference in the way people think about what you do. So I'll give you some examples about that in a second. But when you think about, here's a simple way to drill down to it, right? You know, we know that people, they buy on emotion and they justify with logic, right? We know that as a fact.
Yep, yep.
So your message has to connect with the hearts and minds of your ideal clients. And in order to do that, you need to put your heart and your mind in your message. And it took me years to figure this out, even though I worked in strategic communications throughout my entire career, because I was operating so much from the head. And it took me years to really unravel it and realize that when I put more of my heart in my messaging, that's when I can attract the people like that really value me, not just what I do, but who I am as a person. And aren't those the people we want to work with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have a rule of thumb, and obviously it's not a hard fact, but it's basically, if I wouldn't invite you to my home to meet my family and have dinner, then you're probably not going to be a good fit as a client.
Yeah, and we have to go through those bumps and bruises to figure that out sometimes, don't we? To go, oh my gosh, this was so not the right fit.
And yep. Yep, I'm thinking lots of stories. I'm thinking, yep, that wasn't good.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really interesting because now that my brand is really clear and my messaging is really clear, the people who are attracted to me really get this concept of marketing from within and like putting your heart in your messaging. And that makes my work so much more fun.
Well, I mean, and your branding is clear. I mean, I made that comment to you offline was that I was really impressed with the way that your branding flowed through all of your social media and all your websites. So it was really clear who you are, what you do, what your offering was, and how people could buy and engage with you.
Thank you. That's it. Like, it's just clear and concise, right? That's what we got to do because there's so much noise. We got to break through that noise.
Well, and I'm not sure, I mean, how you break through the noise. There's so much out there. So you really still need to get in front of people. And mm-hmm. I'm not convinced that people don't market because they don't like marketing. I think that people often don't market or spend time in sales because they are busy being the practitioner of whatever it is they're selling. And they're just uncomfortable doing that. So they don't do it.
I agree that's part of it for sure. But the reality is a lot of people aren't so busy doing what they should be, you know, the practicing part, because they don't have the clients.
Oh, that's fair enough.
And why don't they have the clients? Because they're not doing the marketing, right?
So. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's funny because, and that's why I say that's why they're doing things like, oh, I'm going to rebuild my website. I'm going to do this on social media. I'm saying, well, you need to get some sales.
Yeah.
You know, move past the playing at your business and go generate some revenue so you can serve people.
Oh, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. It's so much easier to do like the behind the scenes stuff instead of like, you know, getting your message out there, you know? So that's part of, and I think also there's a lot of confusion. So there's a few factors, right? There's sort of like the yuck factor. There's the, I don't want to do it because it's scary and I might get rejected factor. And then there's just the overwhelming confusion, which is because there's, and this is where like that bright, shiny object thing comes in. And that's death.
Yep. I was just at a conference in Las Vegas, an email marketing conference, and there was three marketing conferences together. And there were sure a lot of brand new, bright, shiny objects down there that could distract you for weeks and paralyze you from moving forward in your business.
Oh, it so can. And it's frankly, I think that for most people, it's overly complicated. It's really, we need to simplify and streamline our marketing. And so that's like one of the things I love to do is just like break it down into like little pieces, right? So to me, like marketing is just sharing your message with the right people so they're inspired to take action. And so we have to break that down. We have to know who the right people are. We have to know what your message is. And we have to know what action you want them to take and how you're going to inspire them to take it. And so that's like the strategic foundation that we got to get in place before you can even start getting your message out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're talking to the wrong people or the message is not right, it's not going to work for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And then you don't have to have like 5 million different ways to share your message. It doesn't have to be that complicated. Like just choose, you know, the right fit for you. And I've found, like you probably have found, that speaking is just one of the best ways to share your message.
Absolutely. Speaking and you know, so it really comes down to where are your customers? You know, if they're at the local chamber of commerce or board of trade, then go there. You can go meet them, shake hands, exchange business cards. If they're not there, then where are they? And really just go where they are and use the tools you've got. You're right. You don't need to have the latest, greatest, newest, fanciest technology. We all have email and a phone, and that's a pretty basic way to start.
It's so true. Every time I've like done the fancy kind of stuff, I've done it. Believe me, we've all done it, right? Every time I've tried to overcomplicate things and like get every little piece all hooked up just the right way with the latest blah, 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 it hasn't been as profitable as just going back to the basics.
So can you share a story, an example, maybe whether it's your business or a client's business where you walked them through this process to help them get clear and kind of what the transition and result was for them?
Sure. So you mean just walking them through like the foundational pieces, right?
Well, just an example of how you work somebody through this. I mean, Sure. Because that's a big statement saying, hey, I can help you stand out amongst the noise, because there is a lot of noise these days everywhere we go.
There is so much noise. Yeah. So I'm going to share with you a story of one of my favorite clients. I have so many favorite clients. It's really hard to pick. All right. So one of my clients, I'll tell you a couple of quick stories, and I'll even share like some messaging that we came up with. So one, for instance, one of my clients teaches personal development. Now, who the heck doesn't teach personal development, right?
Yep.
So what we wanted to get clear on, number one, is her core message. Like, what is the stand you're here to take? When you hear all these people talk about personal development, where do you feel they're missing the boat? And we came up with a core message that personal development isn't about reinventing yourself. It's about recognizing and celebrating who you truly are. So we came up with a core message for her to take a stand in her business. Now, I want to point something out to you. Do you see how aligned that message is with my core message of marketing from within?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So even though we teach completely different things, we're aligned in our vision of the world, if you will, right? Yep. Even though it's completely different things. Now, this is somebody who has she's been teaching personal development for 20 years, but she never came online. And so a lot of the people who come to me, they might have had a successful business, but they've never come online. So we put together her messaging. We completely redid her website. We created a giveaway, a free gift, so that she could start building a list, and created a Facebook group so she could build a community. And now we're launching an online program for her. Oh, actually, it's going to be very simple program that's going to be a training program that's going to then lead to consultation. I think a lot of people try to get into the leveraged income right away, and that's a mistake if you don't have a big enough list.
Yep.
You know, like, start simple. Just start by doing some free training and then offer a consultation. You can always downsell to an online program. That one little tidbit alone, I have to tell you, has completely transformed my business, by the way.
That's interesting, because you hear, you know, when you go to the events, nobody stands up and says, oh, I only have, you know, 20 people on my list. the people that are standing up are going, oh, I have 50,000, I have 100,000, but, you know, I've built enough list for myself and my clients, and it's not easy. And you need to really, like you said, start with what you've got, and it starts with one, and then it's 10, then it's 100, and then you go from there, like you said, to build your community.
That's right. So it's not, so when we're talking about, like, you know, what's the way to like honor yourself and not get caught up in the bright, shiny object. Yeah. Don't buy a program that teaches you how to like do joint ventures or create a challenge or all this crap. Like, there's so many great things, but where are you at now in your business? Like, what's the right fit for you? So for her, for this woman, Lisette, you know, as I said, she's very successful offline, but absolutely no presence online. So let's start with what's easiest. And what we do is like, we look and see what she's doing offline that's really amazing, and we recreate some of that magic online. So for instance, she's going to be putting together like a meditation and music experience as an online experience for her Facebook group, you know, so that she can build community and add value with her unique magic. So just how do you translate what you do offline in an online experience? That could be a really fun way to grow your business.
Absolutely. And recognize, like you said, that the online world is different than offline. So you just can't take everything that you've done offline and your brochures and just throw them up on the web and say, there, I'm done. I mean, people consume on the web differently now, mostly on mobile device, just as an example, and they don't want to see a 25 page brochure.
Yeah, exactly. They want, yeah, totally. And the other thing I want to share with about this is, like, you know, there's a fine line between sharing what you want to say, but there also, we also have to connect the dots with what people want to hear. So let me explain what I mean, right? You know, when we're told to like create marketing messages and stuff, or choose a niche or whatever the case might be, they'll just say, well, you know, just choose a target market, figure out what they want, or interview your ideal clients and hear what they want. And that is super important. We have to know what people want. But what we have to do is also make sure that we're putting our perspective in it. We can't just give people what they want and tell them what they want to hear for two reasons. Number one, we'll end up sounding just like everybody else.
Yeah, for sure.
And number two, you're going to end up attracting maybe clients, but they might not really be the right clients for you. So I'd much rather, you know, have those right clients who you can charge premium prices for when you're really doing great stuff, right? As opposed to just diluting everything and just trying to reach everybody.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, in some cases I have a challenge with the integrity of the messaging, because I've written a health book that'll be out in a month or so. And I've said, you know, the reality is that TV has programmed everybody that they want a quick fix for weight loss. And if they knew the real truth, which was eating smart, eating less, and getting moving, that it's going to take, that could take months or years, people won't buy that. Everybody wants the quick fix. So, you know, what do you do in a situation where the audience wants something that's really not achievable, but there's a slew of people out there that are flogging the, hey, get it today?
Well, there's different ways you can approach it. There's never just one answer. One is that you can create a little bit of controversy by just, you know, speaking that truth directly. Another approach that you could take is you can connect with what they want, which is to lose weight. And then in your marketing, you educate them about what they really need to achieve that.
Right. Yep.
So that's what I typically tend to do, is like connect with what they want, but use that marketing, which is so cool in online marketing. That's what we're all, marketing is just about education these days, right? So connect with what they want in terms of the benefits, the results they want, but then in your marketing, really teach them what they need to have in place in order to achieve that.
Right. So, I mean, it's, they may be looking at a particular tactic. So come back to the marketing. What you do is they may say, hey, I really need to be doing YouTube videos. And you're saying, hey, you need to have a website to start.
It could be. I mean, that's an example. Yeah. But I mean, maybe some people don't even need a website. Yeah. I've had lots of clients who go out and get clients, and I did the same thing with just a landing page.
Yep. I did that as an experiment, set up and ran a company to a pretty significant level with no website for just about 2 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I keep saying one day I'm going to get business cards for that company, but not yet.
Oh, I don't own business cards.
It's not on my LinkedIn. You can't find it anywhere. If you don't know me, you don't know what the company is. You can't find it. My clients know how to wire me money. And that's the way it's going to stay.
That's funny.
Yeah. I did build a website eventually, but I'm not sure if it was a useful thing or not.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need it really. I mean, it depends. I shouldn't say you don't need it. It depends. You know, especially if you're going to be doing some corporate stuff and everything, and you really need to have that credibility booster. I can see that perhaps, but I don't know. When I first got started with my business, I started getting clients and I just had a landing page and started, you know, getting people on my email list. So that's definitely an option.
There you go. Yeah. I noticed that on your LinkedIn profile that you've got some background in helping people build lists, which obviously it still works today. You know, it's with all the new shiny objects, people still open their emails.
Oh gosh. Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. You want us to, I mean, it kills me when I meet some like amazing entrepreneurs. Like I met this woman who built her business by speaking, but she did it completely offline. And she came to me and she's like, well, Cindy, I want to get started online now. You know, I want to earn some of that leveraged income I hear so much about. I'm like, okay, great. You know, what size is your email list? And she's like, I don't have one. In all the speaking she did, she wasn't growing her email list.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the thing, like whatever kind of marketing you're doing, whether it's offline or online, you always want to be growing your email list so you can build that relationship with people.
Well, I've met speakers like that as well. And they've got, you know, what they've done is handed a box of business cards. These are all the people I've met for the last 10 years speaking. It's like, okay, some of the data is not going to be so good.
Yeah. But they also haven't really consented to receiving your content either.
No, that's right. Yeah. Because that whole world has changed. We won't get into that, but it's changed and it's still changing.
Yeah. Can you say GDPR?
No, I don't want to say that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
9 out of 10 emails, people are telling me they're compliant. I'm going, so what? You know, how does that add value to my life?
Oh.
You know, I'm assuming you're going to be compliant, but anyhow, we won't.
Okay.
Yeah, big topic. So for listeners, if you're listening to that, look it up. We're not going to spend any time talking about it. I'm sure you just need to look at your inbox and you'll see at least a dozen emails explaining what it is.
Can I just tell a really quick story, though, just to ease the tension of it?
Sure, go ahead.
So when I worked for Visa, and we were working on Y2K. Remember Y2K?
I do.
And I was in the communications team, and I remember we set up like this sort of war room, you know? It was like on New Year's Eve, on, you know, the strike of midnight.
Sure.
And we were all anticipating all this craziness. I got one phone call. From a reporter. One.
Wow.
That's yeah. Funny. So I think we can just take a deep breath and relax.
Well, and I guess one of the messages is that, you know, the online world is changing. I mean, Facebook and Google and Twitter are coming in with new rules for what content you're allowed to post and when you're allowed to post it and what sort of ads you're allowed to run. So the idea that, hey, you know, they're just in it for the money. It's like, no, they're rejecting ads that don't meet their criteria.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about weird stuff. I'm talking about some fairly mainstream stuff that's happening in the world where they're just saying that the policies are changing.
Well, that's it. No, there's a lot of all that. And I really pity anybody who teaches social media because you can't have any evergreen content because it changes every 5 minutes, you know? So yeah, it's a whole other world. And I don't even bother with all that. Like you said, I have a really good social media presence and stuff. I just set it up and I automate a few things, but I don't spend a ton of time on social media other than managing my groups for the programs I run. I work for my free Facebook group, but honestly, like it's such a distraction for so many people. You don't need to spend hours on social media to grow a successful business.
Well, then what would I do with my time? Would I have to phone my customers and talk to them? I can tell people I'm working because I'm updating my social media posts.
Oh my goodness. You know, for me, it's like my main strategies are speaking and joint ventures. Like that's how you can reach so many more people, you know, than just, you know, that one little tweet.
So. Absolutely. And now you're doing podcast interviews, which is giving you another audience, which is just a different form of speaking. You get to, like you said, stay home. And when I sent you my picture today, I just literally left the gym. So that's why I don't always do video.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And I've gotten over the whole video thing. I do Facebook Lives every week for my Facebook group. And I'm just like, you know what? They don't care what I look like. They just want to hear what I have to say. It's good.
I tuned into a great Facebook Live. I just can't remember who it was. And the lady that was running it had a glass of wine.
Oh, I love it.
It was something like, you know, Marketing Wine Wednesdays or something. And she just sat there sloshing back this big glass of wine. I went, I can relate to this. Let me get a glass of wine and I'll come back.
So it's happy hour time. Turn your Facebook Lives into happy hour.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah. So what are you excited about today as it relates to, you know, marketing and messaging and branding and the stuff that you're doing in the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, I'm actually really excited. So I did this thing a few months ago and I decided to redo it. It's called the Marketing with Heart Workshop Series. So basically, I have like my own little, I call it a client journey. That's the journey you take with your clients, the results they get at each step. So I have my own. It's called Marketing with Heart System. And there's 3 steps: clarify your message, share your message, monetize your message. And I really thought about how can I help more people just simplify and streamline their marketing, take them through these 3 steps, but make it interactive, make it a way for them to not just like sit there and listen to me talk, but actually get engaged, do some activities, get life coaching. So I created this workshop series. We meet every day for 3 days. There's training, there's question time, there's coaching time, there's an assignment, and it really gets people results. So I did that a few months ago. I'm doing it again. And it's just a way of like my way of giving back. And there's nothing for sale. The people want to speak with me about how I can support them with their business. They can certainly apply for that. But it's a really, that's what I want people to do is think about how can you educate people and make meaningful connections with people through your marketing. And that's it. Like just simplify all that and you'll find creative vehicles to do that. It doesn't matter if it's an online challenge or a workshop series or Facebook Lives. Those are the vehicles. What's most important is, you know, what is the action I want people to take and how can I share some really meaningful, not just content, but create an experience.
That's a really cool approach. I mean, you're right, because so much of what we're doing in marketing these days is around education. And I think it's sometimes tough for people to accept that you can't always be sending a sales message out selling stuff. In your case, you're going to bring people value. They're going to see a result And just common sense would tell you that if this is what I get for free, imagine how good it is if I hire you to do it.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing to me. It's like, if we can lay out, like, we don't have to like tease people, you know, like give them a little sample and say, if you want the really good stuff, you know, just like, here's my system. That's why I think having a client journey is so important and being able to communicate that. So just show people that client journey. In fact, if you go to my website on my coaching page, I lay out the client journey right there for you. And I think when you can have a visual representation of it, it's so powerful. So that's what, another thing I do with my clients. But yeah, when you can just like take them through it and create like a connection with people where they can actually participate in something, it's so much more fun for me too.
That's really cool. So what advice would you give our listeners who are sitting back listening, saying, hey, you know, I hear this, but, you know, I've heard people talk about coaching and training and messaging before, and I haven't been able to pull the trigger. So what would you suggest they do?
Well, figure out where you're stuck. I mean, I'm not sure what you mean by pull the trigger. I always hear people say, well, this isn't working, so I'm going to try this. But you have to diagnose it. Like, where is the problem? Is it the wrong niche? Is it that your message isn't effective? Is it that you don't have a good copy on your website? Do you have a sucky giveaway, you know, on your website, so you're not growing your list?
A sucky giveaway. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, like, you got to diagnose the problem. And I think that's the thing. We just sort of say, oh, this isn't working, so we go on to the next thing without diagnosing what's really not working. So we can, you know, my whole motto in business is build on success. So I'll do something, you know, keep it simple, and then I'll see what worked, what didn't work, build on success, and keep improving it instead of like trying 5 million different things and running around in circles. So the first step is figure out where things are broken and then fix it and improve.
Well, and I think I really like your discipline. I mean, you're really clear about, hey, yes, I'm on social, but I don't spend a lot of time there. And so, you know, other people might say, well, that's where I get my referrals, but you're clear on where you get your customers and how you serve your customers and what you've got to offer them, whether it's a trial or a paid service or product. So listeners, I think there's some really good tips there on look at all the stuff that you're doing and then really look at what's driving the results, what's making your phone ring or what's making your, you know, your credit card processor, you know, ding every time you get a new sale, and do more of that.
Absolutely. And you know, sometimes like we try to force fit a solution. So I have like an evergreen webinar that I have for a messaging program that I sell. And I can't tell you how many people I hired to help me with this bloody evergreen webinar, right?
Yeah.
And it was a good webinar and it converts, but I was like, oh, it's got to be better or something. And I put all this time and effort into it and it's a $500 program. Why am I doing that? You know, and I finally, because like that was the bright, shiny object. That was the, oh, you got to have an evergreen webinar. And so I learned, it's like, okay, hang on. Am I getting a lot of pleasure out of this? Is this really profitable? And I finally took that step back and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to put that on a shelf for now. It's part of my funnel, but I'm not going to really focus on it. How can I make a bigger difference? How can I have more fun? And how can I be more profitable? Like, that's it. That was not the answer. The evergreen marketing was not the answer for me.
That's great advice as well. I mean, there's lots of gurus and lots of consultants and lots of experts selling stuff that's worked for them, but it really needs to fit with, like you said, who are you authentically? And does it fit with your personality, your style, and how you like to work? You know, if you, like you said, I'm selling a $500 item. Does that fit with your income goals? Do you need to sell, you know, how many of those do you need to sell to make your income goals?
You know, it's right. Exactly. And I have another motto in business, which is learn from others, trust yourself, you know? So I will learn. I totally, like Steve Olshers teaches podcasting. I'm learning from him. I bought his program. Like, I'm always learning and investing in myself. But when it comes down to saying, okay, is this really the right fit for me? I gotta trust myself about, you know, is this how I want to show up? Like, every mentor I've ever hired has told me that I'm insane because I include private coaching in every program I offer. Every program. And yet I still do it because to me, that's the way people get the best results. Now, obviously they don't get as much of my private time in the lower end programs, but I still, like, that's kind of one of the things that I stand on, that I stand for in my business.
Well, and I think somebody at that session when we were down in San Diego asked the question, you know, what one or two actions that can you take that even when you're tired, and you don't feel like doing anything, give you energy and make you feel more energetic and happier. So, you know, as entrepreneurs, we got into started our own business for a reason. So if we're miserable, maybe we need to take a look and say, you know, what gives me energy? And mm-hmm. and I'm like you, I like the coaching, I like speaking, I like being on panels, because that, regardless of how tired I am, fills me up. And I know it's good value for the people that are listening.
Oh, that's it. You nailed it exactly. Yep. Win-win, right?
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, listen, I had a great career in corporate. I really did. And even though I come from three generations of entrepreneurs, I went corporate for years and years until I had my family in my late 30s. And, you know, I gave that up because I wanted to be with my kids. And I really knew, like, I don't want to build a business that takes over my entire life. That's not why I'm doing this, you know? So it's...
Yeah, we did talk about that briefly before we started recording, about sometimes client expectations that you'll work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's like, no, that's not why I started a business. I started because I wanted time leverage to hang out with my kids and my grandkids. And when they come and visit in the middle of the day, you can just go hang out with them and go do whatever.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it's, you know, that's the thing. We have to, that's why focusing on the right activities is so important. And when we start getting distracted with the bright, shiny objects, and I can't tell you how many people, this is one of the things that kills me, how many people invest in all these programs that they're not ready to implement. And because they're missing the strategic foundation, and that's sort of what drives me in my business as well. It's like, I want to help you take full advantage of everything you've already invested in, but you can't do that yet because you're not clear on these pieces. You're not clear who the right people are. You're not clear on what that solution is. You're not clear how to communicate your message. You don't have good copy on your website. You don't have a good landing page with a good giveaway. Like, let's get that foundational stuff, your client journey. That's the foundation. And then you can start, you know, taking advantage of all those great investments you've made, because you'll be set up.
And you might be able to use that exercise, I'm assuming, that once you've built that out, as a gauge, you know, what activities or what technology or what tactics to use, because they might not fit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once you know who your audience is, as an example, if your audience is not on social or is not at events or whatever, fill in the blank where they are, you can cross some stuff off your list.
That's a great point. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just, I kind of like look at list building, like I talk about slow and steady and a fast and furious. It's like, choose one slow and steady, you know, and then one fast and furious, because so many people do like the slow and steady, like social media to me is slow and steady. It'll build, but it'll take time. And then they go, oh, this isn't working. Right. Well, it's a trickle. You're not going to get this huge buzz out of social media unless you're Gary Vee or whatever, you know? So
yeah. Yep, you're right. It's a long game and it needs to fit what you're doing.
Yeah. Whereas speaking to your audience, man, like, I'm just reaching millions of people at once. This is awesome.
Well, I'm not sure about millions, but thank you.
I'm just teasing you.
Well, so what's the best place for people to connect with you?
Just my website probably is a good place to go. It's just marketingfromwithin.com. And I've got a whole page called free, so they can choose all these free resources that I have. If they want to speak with me directly and they already know, like, hey, I really want to talk to her, just go to talkwithcindy.com and you can fill out a quick form and we'll set up a chance to talk.
Well, super cool. Hey, thanks so much for sharing your knowledge today. I think it was really, really a lot of value and very insightful. So listeners, I think there's a ton of information to take away from today's episode. As usual, we'll transcribe all the show notes so you can go back and you can reference them. I'll make sure that I've got all the contact information from Cindy. And as she said, focus on contacting her through her website, probably more than social, but I'm happy to share those links as well. So just a couple questions before we wrap up today. And this is my toughest guest question you probably heard me ask before. And that's, who's one guest that you think I have to have on the show?
Oh, let's think for a second. Actually, I don't know if I've ever heard you ask that. Well, of course, you've already got to have Steve on it. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite friends who I met years ago at events, we stayed in touch with, her name is Lisa Bloom, and she's a story coach. And one of the reasons you want to have her on is because storytelling is such an important way of getting your message out there, but she tells great stories.
Well, there we go. We'll have to make sure we reach out to Lisa and get her on the show, because you're right. I mean, that's you don't have to go very far these days and everyone's talking about tell your story. So it'd be great to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. She's great. And she has a beautiful accent that will just mesmerize you too.
What's one tactic or approach that you see people in the marketplace giving the wrong advice on?
Oh, I think we've talked about a lot of those. The tactics, that's the problem. Getting into tactics before they know the strategy.
There you go.
Strategy
first.
Yep.
Well, thanks again for sharing. We'll make sure we get all your stuff transcribed, get it up on our blog, and we'll be happy to share that out. So there you go, listeners. This is another episode of Real Marketing Real Fast. And here's just an example of investing in yourself. Cindy and I met at an event in San Diego where we both invested some time and some money to get there and to meet some like-minded people, to learn and to build relationships and grow our business. So make sure that you tune into our next episode. If you have not subscribed on iTunes, don't be shy to subscribe. And if you want to send us a comment back on our blog, feel free to do that. So thanks so much, Cindy, and have an awesome rest of the day.
Thanks so much.
That's all for this episode of Real Marketing Real Fast. Now it's time to take your marketing to the next level by visiting DougMorneau.com and downloading our advanced marketing white papers, as well as exclusive resources based on today's episode. That's DougMorneau.com. Until next time. We look forward to serving you right here on Real Marketing Real Fast.